Mini episode 761 of the FDH Lounge is brought to you by Sportsology, delivering unconventional columns and webcasts about sports, TV, music, movies, and more. Follow them on the web at sportsology.com.
The FDH Lounge. You want to schedule your life around it.
A long time ago, on a gloomy, wet Cleveland spring night, two men stand alone amidst the late night drizzle. Their voices echo across the vacant station parking lot as they debate the merits of the great American radio show that have been missing for far too long. On that night, an idea was born. That idea became the FDH Lounge. Welcome to the FDH Lounge.
Welcome to mini episode 761 of the FDH Lounge. This is FDH managing partner Rick Morris here with the FantasyDraftHelp.com insider for our 13th season covering the NFL. This is your week 3 recommendation for fantasy football starters. We've got some preface notes that we'll be delivering every week. First of all, our advice is probably a bit different than some in the industry. We're not the place to go regarding the question of whether or not to play a healthy Aaron Rodgers this week. Aside from reiterating our list of gimmies, we don't discuss them beyond that. We're also not part of the movement that overstates the importance of week-to-week matchups. Sadly, if you bungled your draft or auction, there's not much except a stroke of great luck on the waiver wire that can salvage your season. Now, in very shallow leagues, you can pick up potential impact players off the waiver wire, but you hardly need a fantasy football industry source to tell you to do that. We play the percentages on giving our advice, which is all that anyone can do, even those in the industry who purport to own a crystal ball. You'll always get intellectual honesty from us. Okay, here's our list of constants for the season. When healthy, you don't jerk with these guys. You leave them in your lineup regardless of scary matchups. There are three quarterbacks: Cam Newton, Aaron Rodgers, and Tom Brady when available. There are eight running backs: Todd Gurley, David Johnson, Adrian Peterson, Ezekiel Elliott, Eddie Lacy, Devontae Freeman, Lamar Miller, and Doug Martin. There are nine wide receivers: Odell Beckham, Antonio Brown, Julio Jones, DeAndre Hopkins, Dez Bryant, A.J. Green, Allen Robinson, Brandon Marshall, and Jordy Nelson. There are four tight ends: Rob Gronkowski, Jordan Reed, Delanie Walker, and Greg Olsen. With the gimmies out of the way, in a moment, a look at the more marginal picks for this week. Folks, you're listening to the FantasyDraftHelp.com Insider.
Mr. Environmental's also a hunter. It's kind of an interesting combination.
I hunt quail, Jeremy. They're overpopulated in this region, and they're decimating the grubworm population. You got a problem with that?
Nearly as much as I do with the attire that you have on, or just your general point of view towards everybody. But let's go kill some birds. I'm psyched.
Remember, our recommendations for the Thursday NFL games are always up on our Twitter account at the FDH Lounge. We like 10 QBs this week: Blake Bortles, Teddy Bridgewater, Andy Dalton, Joe Flacco, Cam Newton, Carson Palmer, Philip Rivers, Ben Roethlisberger, Matt Ryan, and Russell Wilson. We like 18 running backs: Giovanni Bernard, Isaiah Crowell, Justin Forsett, Devonta Freeman, Melvin Gordon, Frank Gore, Mark Ingram, Chris Ivory, David Johnson, Deion Lewis, Doug Martin, LeSean McCoy, Latavius Murray, Bishop Sankey, James Starks, Jonathan Stewart, Danny Woodhead, and TJ Yeldon. We like 20 wide receivers: Devontae Adams, Keenan Allen, Anquan Boldin, John Brown, Brandon Cooks, Amari Cooper, Julian Edelman, Larry Fitzgerald, T.Y. Hilton, Andre Johnson, James Jones, Jarvis Landry, Jeremy Maclin, Brandon Marshall, Emmanuel Sanders, Steve Smith, Torrey Smith, Golden Tate, Nate Washington, and Terrence Williams. We like 5 tight ends: Martellus Bennett, Tyler Eifert, Travis Kelce, Greg Olsen, and Austin Seferian Jenkins. There's one team that we have labeled as all out, St. Louis, meaning that we don't like any of their players. Conversely, we have no all-in teams, meaning that we like all of their marginal players in addition to the gimmies. Every week, we also recommend 5 of these players as especially strong, and this week's slate includes Chris Ivory, Julian Edelman, Jeremy Maclin, Brandon Marshall, and Greg Olson. Thanks for checking us out. Again, for a more comprehensive look at this year's fantasy football season, download our free guide, Fantasy Football Draftology 2015, available on the main page at fantasydrafthelp.com. Go break off a little value on your opponents in fantasy sports, and be sure to sample our other Nothing Is Off-Topic mini-episodes, including our recent conversations with superstars such as Chip Carey, Jim Peterick, Lex Luger, and Nikita Koloff from the FDH Lounge.
As we bring the show to a close, we would like to extend our deepest gratitude to NBC, CBS, ABC, Fox, All Clear Channel affiliates, TNT, TBS, USA, UPN, Deadspin.com, YouTube.com, YTMND.com, MySpace.com, various blogs, Fox News, CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, IamBored.com, Billboard.com, Google.com, ESPN, ESPN2, ESPN News, ESPN Classic, NBA TV, NFL Network, Sports Time Ohio, Athlon Magazine, Comedy Central, Cartoon Network, The Boomerang Channel, QVC, BET, The Spice Channel, Steno Notebooks, Manwich, Papermate Office Supplies, Waitresses, Strippers, Bartenders, Garbage Men, Janitors, Microwave Popcorn, The Writers of The Office, Scrubs, Entourage, My Name is Earl, Oz, Metalocalypse and the Boondocks, Awkwafina, and The Periodic Table of Elements.